ABC Radio Australia.
Well, 8 women will be among the Solomon Islands National MPs when Parliament is convened following the recent national elections. Electoral CEO Jasper Highwood-Anisi says they're among a new cohort of MPs elected into office at national and provincial level.
Interestingly, we have 8 women who have been declared so far in this joint election. 3 for parliamentary seats, 1 for Gela in Central Islands Province, Maringe Kokota in Isabel Province, and Temotu Vatud in Temotu Province. We have 3 seats for Provincial Assembly, Sigana Ward in Isabel, Nea Nole in Temotu, and Luaniwa in Malaita Province, and include 2 HCC seats. They are Cruz Ward and Panatina Ward. All these seats are represented by women. So congratulations to all 8 women.
CEO of the Electoral Office, Jasper Anisi, speaking there. Meanwhile, the election of 5 women at the provincial level and 3 at national parliament has been welcomed by advocates. Ruth Liliquilla, Chief Executive Officer of Transparency Solomon Islands, says it's been a tough slog getting women into parliament, with many facing an uphill battle in an ever-hostile environment.
I think it's good that we still have women rep in the parliament, although we've only got 3 elected, especially when the environment actually is very hostile to women candidates to have a fair go at the national elections. So it's actually good that we have 3 women elected, although still it's all about resources. You have resources, you can get elected.
What do you mean when you say that the environment during the election for women was hostile?
Not only hostile, but the level that they have raised, the campaign practices and tactics to actually influence people's views and how people vote, have gone very, very high, where things like political parties and other candidates with money, they turn up at the election campaign period with 40 canoes, 30 canoes into one community or into a location of to do their campaigning, and most of the voters judge them by what resources they have and all of this. It's no longer about the roles and responsibilities of a representative of the people as member of parliament that is being prioritized by the electors, but how much money, how much resources they have if they go in to provide to their voters. So this is how it's been very, very difficult, and it's going to be continued to be difficult for women to have a fair go at elections, because it's all been monetized to the point where good, responsible women, women with integrity, not only women but men as well, to get a chance or to have a shot at being members of parliament.
These 3 newly elected women, they have a big role to play for women and their communities, is that right?
Yeah, these 3 women elected into parliament, it will be depending very much on what it is that the voters gave them their vote for. That will determine very much on how they will fare in the next 4 years. It's not really what sort of good policy, how they influence the decisions inside the parliament. People are not interested in those kind of things. They are interested in on what these people can deliver to them materially.
The slogan for this election was Vote for Change. Did you see that occurring during the election and after?
I think Vote for Change, it probably is an inappropriate theme to use, but unfortunately, there was no civic awareness. Voters awareness program is absolutely nil balance inside the communities that we have traveled to, and also we know that it does not happen at the constituency and at the provincial level. There's very little money has gone into that to educating people about their political rights, and the duties and responsibilities that come with those, and also to ensure that the integrity of the election processes are maintained. During this election, there's very, very little you can say that the integrity of the electoral processes has been paid any particular attention, because during the 5-year, it is supposed to be a 4-year electoral cycle period where the electoral body is supposed to be carrying out awareness of the processes and everything else has not happened. So, yes, there is some changes in terms of members that have been elected in, but I think the Electoral Commission, as well as all those other people that receive the money to do the civic awareness, need to up their level of making our people informed. What I've seen is that for those constituencies, not very many, that have received quite extensive civic awareness or voters awareness, clean election campaign awareness, we notice the changes that they make, the decisions that they make. Yes, there is some changes there. They bring in new members to be their members, but that doesn't mean to say that the reason they vote out the old one and they vote in the new one has changed. I mean, those are the things that will either make or break this theme of you may vote for change and all of that. So you cannot change if people are not aware of what their rights are and the power that they hold in their hands, and also what that power is for in terms of making a change in the country and all of that.
Do you see in the future there will be more women taking part in decision-making in parliament?
I think we still have a long way to go. And also the conduct and the performance of women in parliament would also convince our people to vote that way. We're still a very traditional society at heart, where there is very little awareness going out about the roles and responsibilities of members of parliament, the roles and responsibilities of us, the citizens, and the roles and responsibilities of the government institutions that are entrusted with making our citizens and everyone else aware of their political rights, legal rights, democratic rights, human rights, and also civil rights and the responsibilities that come with those. But I must say there is hope for the future.